I mean, I got the fan on, yeah, so, you know, that's standard operating procedure, fans on. Anyway, we took a walk today, and we went out to the interior. That's the what's called the Fingers there, and about a mile away from where we live, Channel Islands Harbor. And we walked a lot, man. We took a long walk on that there thing. All right, I got no time. I got no time. No, I got no time. You got me no got. Perfect. Perfect, all right. All right, here we are. Welcome to Hendry Central. Hendry Central. I got to just chill all the Trump reading that I'm doing, because I'll tell you, it just makes me want to... I think I can say this because he's not yet president of the United States. Can I say, if I ever met Trump, if he gave me one fuck... I swear to Christ, I don't give a shit if I, you know, the Secret Service picked me up and roughed me up or anything. But if he fucking gave me any shit at all, it would be hard, let's put it this way, it'd be hard not to fucking knock that motherfucker's nose right straight. And here's the thing about Donald Trump, I hear an awful lot of really tough talk from the guy. Motherfucker, I don't think he's ever... I bet you that motherfucker has never, ever been in any kind of a physical alteration, any substantial physical altercation. He's probably been in physical alterations. He's probably had his dick worked on. He's also, I believe, had alterations to his suits. This guy that came at him there in the rally there in Dayton, his reaction was anything but that of some big, rough, tough guy. This motherfucker was grabbing the Secret Service. He was grabbing both of them by their jackets and hanging onto them. And anyway, fuck it, man. Every time I think of that motherfucker... Blah. All right. So I'm going to do that. I've got some other shit. Here's the thing that I need to do. I gotta somehow get this shit sent over to my email. I got a number of... I have a number of emails here. You know, Breitbart is up in arms over this Michelle Fields. She's resigned. Ben Shapiro has resigned from Breitbart. They resigned as the result of Breitbart not backing up this Michelle Fields when she claimed that she'd been assaulted by this asshole that runs Trump's campaign. And they're saying that the current management of Breitbart is betrayed Breitbart.com. I met Andrew Breitbart in Marina Del Rey at the Marina Del Rey Marriott in 2010 at a radio event. And while we did not have anything in common politically, we didn't talk about politics. He said he was a fan, and I was very appreciative of that. I'm always appreciative. Anytime anybody tells me they're a fan, I don't take any of that shit lightly. I don't take any of that shit, I don't blow that shit off. I'm always appreciative of that. It being Andrew Breitbart, I was flattered, but I engaged him in a discussion radio, and he was there because, I guess he was there probably backing up or there to see some of the panels, because maybe Savage was there. I don't know who the fuck was there. Look at how gray Obama's gotten. Well, you can't see it. I tell you what, man, if you think Obama was bad, if you thought this was a bad president, you have no idea what's in store for this country if Donald Trump becomes president. You have no fucking idea. And the greatest irony of all is that the very people that hate Obama are about to visit upon this country a tragedy that will make Obama's presidency pale in comparison. I personally like this president. I didn't like everything he did. He probably could have been much, much tougher with ISIS. There's no fucking question about that shit, but, you know, there were other things to take care of, and I don't expect to agree with everything a motherfucking president says. That's for goddamn sure. Never have, never will. But I don't think I've ever, ever, in my whole life, I've never looked at the potential of a certain presidency being one of danger for the country. And that's Trump. And I lived through Nixon. I've seen them all, man. I've seen them all. And Trump is a walking fucking disaster. And that guy has got such a big fucking mouth, he thinks his big fucking yap and his money, gives him the right to just run his mouth about anything in any way, not back things up, repeat all kinds of slander, repeat all kinds of half-truths, all kinds of bullshit he sees on the internet. Is this guy a child? We're about to elect a motherfucker who's got the intellectual ability in terms of processing historical facts and political facts and political science. He has the intellectual ability of a 15-year-old. I don't give a shit how many motherfucking piece of shit, cheap shit, chump change, fucked up casinos this motherfucker opened and closed. I don't give a fuck about his buildings. How much fucking rent this bitch charges. I don't care how much office space he rents. I don't care how many blocks of property he's bought up by paying off fucking zoning commissioners. I don't give a shit. This motherfucker in his life has never been answerable to anybody more than Donald Trump and his daddy, who he is to this day doing his damn best to try and impress slash top, you know. America's election headquarters, Megyn Kelly and Bret Baier, huh? I'll tell you what, man. I was very disappointed today in Chris Wallace and Chuck Todd. Two fucking lightweights, man. Fucking lightweights. Motherfuckers are lightweights. I mean, that motherfucking Chris Matthews, or Chris Wallace, is struggling to be Mr., you know, sweetheart to Trump. And the same thing with Todd. And the questions are, they don't follow up properly. The questions are fucking softballs. I mean, you know what Trump is going to do by now. Why don't you motherfuckers be ready to pin the guy to it? And the louder he fucking yells, the more you should keep on him. Don't fucking back off. Trump yells and screams when things aren't going, when he's just getting irritated. He acts like a fucking baby. So that's when you got fucking hold him to it. You fucking motherfuckers in the press, god damn. Mr. Trump's upset. No time left for you. Okay, 12 minutes in. Oh, by the way, I haven't thanked you guys enough. For those of you who turned out Friday night, thank you. I'm going to have to thank people on the air. Okay, and then, the new promo. Okay. March. Good. Now, what in blue blazes am I gonna do here? Oh, I'm getting this. No time left for you. I find myself some way distant, calling me boobop. I wonder if.
Yeah.
Hey, baby. Can you, honey? I was wondering if you could bring me a couple of Diet Pepsis. Hello. Hello? Hello? The fuck happened to her?
You have reached the voicemail box.
What the fuck? What happened to...
I don't know. I was talking to you. I was like, yeah. And
oh,
like,
thank you. Yeah, I couldn't hear you anymore, sweetie. Thank you so much, babe. I appreciate it. I'm just dying of thirst. God damn. That is DeMassimo. I did not plan to hurt Trump. So did I. You need not wonder why. There's no time left for you. What are these guys talking at, man? This guy that they're interviewing, this dude. This DeMassimino dude. And whatever the fuck you call him. And they're like in a forest or some shit. What is this?
The idea that I somehow had a knife is ludicrous and untrue.
I'm always
Armand Savage speaking to the man.
I'm always a day late.
Donald Trump was speaking on Saturday. A lot of
a day late and a dollar short.
Online, let me know what you think. But we will have part two of that interview next hour. So stay tuned.
Yeah.
All right, 9 countries in 8 days. How does that sound?
Well, 9 countries in 8 days sounds like shit to me, man. I wouldn't want to do that at all. Is that a contest? Oh, it's Richard Quest. Well, I decided that I would take up the idea. Flying 9 countries. What is this, man? Get out of here. All right. What am I doing? Oh. I'm doing Bob Marpat. What? Boat, Blasted Bugler, Big. What am I doing? I'm looking for a helicopter. I'm telling you, man, I never ever get tired of hearing it. Never, not never. No, I'm no angel.
Well, I feel it. Thank you. I'm feeling... I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to belch, but you know how it is. You know, I'm sure you understand that it can be very, very wild. I'm sure you understand it's wild. I said I'm sure you understand, sir. That it's a wild thing. I'm doing wild stuff all the time, sir. Well, I can tell you, Phil, from where I stand, it's always been a wonderful thing.
I have no doubt in my mind, in my immutable mind.
Yes, sir. Well, I feel that most of what I've tried to do, my faith in Donald Trump, my faith in Mr. Trump, knows no bounds. Knows no bounds at all. No bounds at all.
All right, so your faith in Donald Trump knows no bounds.
No bounds, no ma'am. No, I would rather die than betray what Donald Trump has done for me.
Well, what? Now, there's a good question. What's he done for you?
Well, what he's done for me is he's running for president right now. I owe him everything.
Yeah, but what has he done for you?
I'm trying to tell you that right now. He's running for president. He hasn't done anything now. Yes, he has, but I know he will do something.
Testing.
All right. Now, here's the thing, man. Come on, love me, baby. Yada da da do. Wait a minute. Oh yeah. Always treat you bad. This is a great story. I love this fucking methed out motherfucker. That's why I couldn't be a cop. I could never be a cop. I would take a billy stick to some motherfucker so fast. Jeez, I'd be a disaster as a cop. I'd be in jail. There's no way I could be a cop. I would fucking kill somebody. And I appreciate very much the cops that don't act on that shit. I'm serious.
I'm serious, man. Serious as a heart attack.
There's something going on. We're not sure, but what? Something's going on. Yeah? Well, if you pick up a history book, Trump, you'll find out what's going on. It's been going on for 500 to 1,000 years, Trump. 500 to 1,000 years. So if you want to find out what's going on, do yourself a favor and knock off. Don't, you know, pass up in the golf round this weekend. Get up off your fat ass. Do some fucking, give yourself some reading to do. Wait a minute, where's the Facebook story, man? Where's the fucking Facebook story? There it is. Okay, let's see. 24. Something going on. Boy, there's a good one, isn't it? There's something going on. We got to figure it out. Are you an idiot? You a fucking idiot. But I'm sure he'd have some answer for that, which would be nonetheless really fucking stupid. And a million people just as fucking dumb as him, if not dumber, ready to defend him to the ends of the earth. Because, you know, there is nothing more terrible than ignorance in action. That's a fucking Donald Trump rally, if ever there was one. Because everybody thinks things can be solved real easy, man. Everybody thinks that the problems of this world, you just go on right on in there, man, and just apply all those good old-fashioned, just go on and kick ass and take names. You know, that's the old kick ass and take names solution to all of this shit. Donald Trump is a very hated man. I don't think he quite understands what that means, you know. Everybody can talk all they want about Obama, the liberals, Donald Trump, and the, you know, my rights are being taken away, my Second Amendment rights, all this shit. I don't think those motherfuckers understand just how fucking hated their side is. And particularly a guy like Donald Trump, man, he fucking coalesces everything. He becomes the focal point. You dig what I'm putting down, man? I know. I'm talking a lot of smack here. All right. Mark Henshaw. Oh, this is terrible. All right. I think we're all almost ready to go. And then we have, all right. Yeah. Uh-huh. That's a good idea.